Ice and snow are causing problems at Oklahoma City's largest airport, and we have the latest.
All right, are we on the air? Okay, I think we're on the air. This is Pastor Rob from Bristol Bay High School in Naknek, Alaska, and we're bringing you the early morning game here between the Sandpoint Eagles and the Manicotic Lynx, and we had a little trouble getting connected there, but we have a good connection now. There's 3:30 to play in the first quarter. Manicotic with an early 11-7 lead, and here we have a steal at half court by C.J. Roby, and the favor is returned there by the Lynx. They're on Paul. He gets the ball in the middle to Benji Moken. His shot is up, no good, and the rebound is brought down by Brandon Smith. Number 23 is being harassed in the backcourt, but does the double spin, goes through two defenders down the lane. And what do we have? Brandon went to the lane. A technical foul on number 23. Is it number 20? Yeah, number 23, Brandon Smith, called for a technical foul. Not sure what that's about because he was hauled down in the lane, apparently said something the referee did not approve of. And so number 23 for the Lynx, Matt Andrews, will go to the line. Matt already with 7 points. He misses the first technical shot. The score remains 11-7. Manicotic with 3:09 to play here in the first quarter. Andrews' second shot is up, no good. Hits the left side of the rim, bounces off the backboard. And now the ball will be out of bounds to the Lynx on this side of the floor at midcourt. This gymnasium lined with safety matting around three sides, every side except for the bleachers, of course, purple safety matting halfway up the wall. And a big Bristol Bay Angels banner, purple with a background of yellow. Here's a steal by C.J. Roby. The ball gets loose, picked up by Nicky Mack over to Brandon Smith. His pass to Mallory Gunderson. And Mallory hits a nice 15-footer there from the side, her first 2 points of the game, and it's 11-9, the Lynx with a two-point advantage. Jonathan Franklin brings the ball up, gets it to Jason Mike. Now Franklin drives, takes a jumper short, rebounded underneath by Brandon Smith. Brandon with a long outlet pass to C.J. Roby. He drives in, lays it up. The defense there by number 41, Jason Mike, for the Lynx. Jonathan Franklin with the ball coming across the Angel logo at half court on the left side to Matt Andrews. He's carefully guarded by Mallory Gunderson. Throws a pass on the left side. The ball is kicked back out now to Benji Moken. Back to Andrews above the three-point arc. Dribbles right wing. Hands the ball to Jonathan Franklin for a three-pointer. That's going to be short. Rebounded in the middle by number three, Benji Moken. His shot is blocked by Brandon Smith, and they call a foul, I guess, with the body on the continuation because that was a clean block by number 23 for the Eagles. Coach George Cromer pacing the sideline. George and Luke both said they're hoping for a win today and said their team normally plays better in the early morning games. Benji Moken at the line for two. His first one is up and no good. And he'll have one more. That's the second foul on Brandon Smith and second on the Sandpoint Eagles team. 1:59 to play first quarter. Manicotic 11, Sandpoint 9. Benji Moken getting ready to launch his second foul shot off the back of the rim and on the front of the rim. No good, and knocked out of bounds off of Brandon Smith. Brandon a little frustrated, his inability to take that one down. And the Lynx will inbound underneath. Theron Paul with the ball. He slaps it, looks for an open man, passes it inside. The ball off the feet of Moken and collected there by Smith as he gets the steal. Brandon brings it across the timeline left side, takes a long three-pointer off the front of the rim, no good. Rebounded by C.J. Roby in the lane. He goes up, puts up, no good, rolls around and out. The ball is out of bounds off of Brandon Smith and over to the Manicotic Lynx. Both of these teams lost yesterday. The Eagles down by 16 at the half to Dillingham. Staged a strong second-half comeback to cut the lead to single digits in the fourth quarter, but were finally defeated 65-50. And the Manicotic Lynx gave the King Cove T-Jacks all they wanted for three quarters before losing 54-33. The Lynx with the ball now. Andrews nearly stolen by C.J. Roby. Now here's a block by Brandon Smith. He knocks it into the backcourt. It's chased down there by Matt Andrews for the Lynx, and they'll bring it back across the timeline with a minute and 15 to play in the first quarter. The Lynx leading 11-9. Andrews crouches, dribbles low, now goes in the corner against Nicky Mack. Cross-court pass to Franklin, wide open, and he knocks down a three for Manicotic. And that ups their lead to five at 14-9. CJ brings the ball across half court, gets it to Mallory Gunderson. She fakes a shot, now dribbles, holds up. Nice dish inside by CJ to Brandon. He drives left side, goes in, no good, but he's going to draw the foul. And Brandon will go to the line to shoot two for the Eagles. The Eagles wearing their blue jerseys with gold numbers and white piping. And that foul was on, let's see what the scoreboard tells us. That foul was on number 43, Kiko John. First foul of the game, called to the Manicotic Lynx. Manicotic dressed in white with blue trim, and their numbers blue trimmed in black. Brandon's first free throw is in and out, no good. Brandon has at least five. We missed 2 points earlier as we were trying to get our connection for Sandpoint, and we'll get those for you at halftime. Brandon's second foul shot is up, bounces off the front of the rim and through, and it's 14-10. The Lynx lead with 50 seconds to play here in the first quarter as Matt Andrews brings the ball across the timeline on the right side, guarded by Nicky Mack at the three-point line. Here's a screen by Theron Paul. Now the pass cross-court to Jonathan Franklin to Kiko John. He's harassed there by Mallory Gunderson, gets the ball over to Wesley Ellerelia. Back to Jonathan Franklin. Ball is lost but collected there near half court by Franklin. He gets the ball back from Paul over to Wesley on the right side. The right side. No good on a three. Franklin gets the rebound, though, after a couple of deflections, and he puts in a 15-footer, and it's 16-12. Now for the Lynx. Brandon Smith gets the ball, drives down, and a running one-hander in the lane is good. And the score is 16-14 with 3 seconds to go. Andrew throws up a three. The buzzer, no good off the backboard. And that's the end of the first quarter of action here. And the scoreboard says Manicotic 16, the Sandpoint Eagles 14. And we'll keep it right here in the gym for the 60-second break. You're listening to the 2010 Sockeye Classic from Bristol Bay High School in Natick, Alaska. I'm Rob Lanham bringing the game to you on KSDP Radio, 830 AM, 88.1 FM, live streaming on the Internet. We hope you were able to join us for yesterday's exciting action, capped off by undoubtedly the most thrilling game of the entire tournament so far, as the King Cove Rookies lost a heartbreaker in overtime to the favored and homestanding Bristol Bay Angels 42-40 on a shot by Shanice Pacheco with about 20 seconds to go. The Rookies had three shots at it in the closing seconds, and Candace Mack's shot at the buzzer fell just wide to the right. But a great effort. And when you take into account that these King Cove teams were playing their seventh game in as many days, for the Rookies to come up with that type of effort on the road against the home team, and particularly playing as well as they did in the fourth quarter and overtime, we're proud of them. Back to live action now. Here's the second quarter starts. Brandon inbounds to CJ, gets to Mallory Gunderson. Mallory drives in around Matt Andrews, takes it to the hole, and she draws the foul, and Mallory will go to the line to shoot two for the Sandpoint Eagles. Eagles trailing 16-14 as we start the second quarter. Mallory dribbles the ball. Up off the back of the rim, no good. And I think we may have lost the connection. One moment. No, we still show we're connected. We're going to keep going with this. The rebound, the second one is up and no good, and it's rebounded by the Lynx. Matt Andrews brings the ball across the timeline. Dribbles around Brandon Smith, drives in, and we're going to have a blocking foul on C.J. Roby. And Andrews will go to the line. He dribbles, puts up the first one, rolls around and in. First point in the second quarter for either team. And Manicotic holding a 17-14 lead with 7:39 to play. Your second shot is up. Off the back of the rim, no good. Brandon Smith yanks down the rebound. Dribbles left side. Brings it across the timeline for the Eagles. Long pass cross court to Mallory Gunderson. Nice bounce pass in to C.J. Roby, but his shot is wide to the far side, and it's deflected out of bounds off of a Lynx player, and the Eagles will retain possession. 7:26 to play in the second quarter. Eagles trail 17-14. Brandon Smith with the long three, no good. The rebound by Jason Mike. He gets it out to Jonathan Franklin, who brings it quickly down, or Matt Andrews brings it quickly down, tries to hit Mike with a pass in the middle, deflected out of bounds by the Sandpoint Eagles, and the ball will be inbounded underneath by the Manicotic Lynx. Mike with the ball puts it out on the, or inbounds it to Jonathan Franklin down below us here on the left wing. He gets the ball back from Benji Mocha, now dribbles into the lane against three Sandpoint defenders. His shot is up, no good off the rim, but he'll draw the foul, and he'll have two free throws. And that foul is on Mallory Gunderson, her first, team's fourth, with 7:04 to play here in the first half. The first shot is up and no good by Matt Andrews. And the second shot is up and in, and I said Andrews, that's Franklin that was at the line. Franklin with 6 points now, and Manicotic extends their lead to 18-14 as the clock ticks under 7 minutes to play in the first half. CJ gives the ball to Brandon. He makes a nice move, goes around and over two defenders, puts up a one-hander, and it's good, and it's 18-16 now. The Manicotic lead cut back to two by the Sandpoint Eagles. Andrews brings the ball down in the right corner, goes against several Sandpoint defenders, now kicks it out to Jason Mike for a long three, and he hits it. Some good shooting here in the early going of this one. And it's 21-16, Manicotic with a five-point lead. 6:30 to play in the first half. E.J. Roby brings the ball across the timeline, dribbling against the 2-3 zone defense employed by the Lynx. Gets it to Brandon Smith, who goes right side, puts up an eight-footer. No good, and he draws a foul. And the foul is going to be called at number 33, Theron Paul. That will be his second and team's third. Brandon Smith to go to the line to shoot two. We have Brandon with 10 points. We missed two, as we said earlier. And his first free throw is up, no good, off the front of the rim. Wesley Alarelia checking in, and Theron Paul comes out for the Lynx. 21-16, the Lynx holding a five-point lead over the Eagles. Brandon Smith dribbles the ball, puts up his second free throw, bounces around and in. And we're going to have a timeout on the floor with 6:19 to play. And the score is 21-17. Manicotic with the lead. I'm going to see Virgil, do we have you in the studio there? Okay, I'm not getting anyone from the studio. If we are on the air, I'm going to hang this up and call back and make sure we've got a good connection during this timeout. We'll be right back with you.
Horsefly!
Daddy, ooh, smooth!
How are you fixed for goose?
Loaded!
Well, then hit me, man.
On the way to the cafe, I blows out a left tennis shoe. But lucky I had my cold patches with me. Smoothed a menu with a loaded. They had steak sandwich, chicken salad, bacon, tomato, lettuce, made barbecue, mint, cheese, toast, cheese, hot butter, cheeseburger, corn, lot of goose, ever cream day, belly bear, colored tamboy, steak, cold plate, ham, ram, now, beef, bull, and bat. Goofball, smooth, and tear me up.
After the show, be sure and drag to the Rocker Club and dance to the music of Joe Banana and his bunch with Music with Appeal. Playing and singing them smash hit, Grandma's a total stranger since she got her nose caught in the record changer. Now there'll be free pink tea for the ladies and Zuzu crackers for the men. Keep on goofing, Horsefly, because you's on Candy Camera.
Man, I feel so unnecessary. I wonder how things are in Guacamole. Do you need money? Send your hot rod, your record player, and your charm station to station G-O-O-L, and we will cheerfully send you 50 cents cash. And if you're not completely dissatisfied, your money will be grudgingly refunded. Keep on flipping, Smooth.
Lately, I've noticed it's hotter in the city than it is in the summer. And it's colder in the winter than it is in the country. Like 30 days half September, April, June, and no wonder. All the rest like peanut brittle except my mother-in-law, and she rides around on a tricycle. Ain't nothing to it, just go on and do it, horse fly.
Smooth, 6 months ago, I couldn't even spell the word drummer. Now I are one. And man, all drummers are broke. Have you got 2 tens for five, or 2 dimes for a nickel, or a chain for $1.35, or just leave me $1.50 for a cup of coffee? Well, let me have a solid quarter, man. Speaking of money, where can I buy the one-way ticket to Archie Butler? Or can you get that from here?
Yeah, assured we have a good connection. Jonathan Franklin just scored a 2-pointer for the Manicotic Lynx to give them a 6-point lead with 5:16 to play here in the second quarter. As we come out of the timeout, and they lead 23-17 over the Sandpoint Eagles, and now following a Sandpoint miss, we have a foul there by Troy Bowsley, Troy's first of the game, and the fifth on the Eagles. I was getting a flashing light here showing that they were trying to patch a call through, and I wanted to make sure that I wasn't broadcasting into dead air, and we want to bring you as much action as we can here in this Sandpoint early morning contest. Lynx with the ball, passed out to Jason Mike, takes another long three-pointer, and he hits it. 2 3-pointers in the second quarter for the big guy. Jason Mike, a freshman who's also a co-captain on this team. And he has 6 points now here in the second quarter on 2 threes. The Eagles with the ball down to Mallory Gunderson. She gets it into Brandon Smith, and a nice bank shot in off the glass for Brandon, up over 2 Lynx defenders, and it's 26-19. Manicotic holding a 7-point advantage. Franklin with the ball. He gets it over to Tyler Nanolook, who's in the game. Throws a wild pass, but Jason Mike saves it into Wesley Alleralia. DaBenji Moken down here right in front of us to Matt Andrews. He's dribbling against Troy Bowsley and Mallory Gunderson. Now takes it to the middle. Mallory stays with him, cuts off the lane. Here's a pass in the corner to Benji Moken. Back to Mike for another three. No good. Brandon Smith rips it down with one hand, slaps the ball, and begins dribbling up court. A jump pass on the left side to C.J. Roby, who got away with the travel, or no, he didn't. A late call, but a travel nonetheless. C.J. did squeeze about 3 or 4 steps in there before he put the ball on the floor. And with 4:03 to play in the first half, it goes back to the Lynx. Ball inbounded by Jason Mike to Matt Andrews, brings the ball up the right side, guarded by Nicky Mack, takes a 2-point jumper, nothing but net. Nice shooting by Matt Andrews. This Lynx team is well coached by first-year coach Nick Gilbertson. And they're leading now by 9, 28-19. C.J. Roby with the pass to Mallory Gunderson. She takes a long 2 off the rim, no good. Rebounded by Jason Mike. Gets it out to Andrews, who jogs it across the timeline on the right side, guarded by Nicky Mack. Makes a fake. Nicky stays with him. His shot is down and out. Rebounded by Benji Moken. Back to Jason Mike for a 3, no good. And his shot bounces onto the out-of-bounds line, and the ball will go back to the Sandpoint Eagles. Been spending a lot of time talking with Coach George Cromer and Assistant Coach Luke Meinert, and these two guys do a great job with the Sandpoint Eagles team, not just as coaches, but it's very obvious they care about the kids, and if you're a Sandpoint parent, your kids are in good hands with George and Luke as they travel with the team and lead them and mentor them. And here we have a loose ball, and the foul is going to be called on number 3, Benji Moken, for the Manicotic Lynx, as the pass went in the lane to Brandon Smith, who's having a good game, and he was fouled there by Moken. Ball inbound by Chris Condi. He slaps the ball, gets it to C.J. Roby with the lob to Brandon. Brandon goes up against 2 defenders, rolls off no good. C.J. with the rebound, gets hammered, and the basket is going to count. Nice continuation there by C.J. And he's going to go to the line after being fouled by Theron Paul, his 3rd foul of the game already, here with 3:29 to go in the first half. 28-21, Manicotic Lynx with a 7-point lead. C.J. bounces the ball, bends his knees, puts it up or down and in and back out again. The ball nearly went out of bounds off of a Manicotic player, but it's saved by Wesley Alleralia. Benji Moken right below us here begging for the ball, but he's cut off by Heidi Jacobson. Here's a shot that rolls around and out by Matt Andrews. and it goes the other way in the hands of Brandon Smith. He gives it to CJ on the right wing, holding the ball high, dribbles left now, lob in for Brandon Smith. Brandon dribbles through the lane, and he's going to draw the foul on number 31, Wesley Elleria. And that'll be the, should be 16th foul on the Lynx, and first, I believe, on Wesley. Chris Condi wouldn't bound the ball underneath for Sandpoint. He slaps the ball, gets it over to Heidi Jacobson. It's knocked away there. And attempted to be saved by Benji Moken. And his save attempt goes out of bounds off of Kiko John. Back to the Eagles. Chris Condi looking for somebody. There he gets Brandon on the left side. His shot off rim no good. CJ with the rebound. He puts it in off the glass. Nice work there on the offensive boards by C.J. Roby. And Sandpoint creeping back into this one. They've cut a 9-point lead now down to 5 with 2:45 to play in the first half. Manicotic 28, Sandpoint Eagles 23. Franklin with the ball gets on the left wing down below us here to Andrews. He drives on Chris Condi, puts up a shot, and good. Andrews had a big game yesterday for the Lynx, and he's following that up with another double-figure performance here. We have Andrews with 12 points on the game already. For the Eagles, Brandon Smith has 13 to lead all scorers, and we've got a timeout on the floor, 30-second timeout, taken, I believe, by Coach George Cromer of the Eagles. And right now, Coach Cromer is silent, and Luke Minard is giving some words of wisdom here to the Eagles squad as they get ready to retake the floor. Nick Gilbertson, as we mentioned, the first-year coach for Manicotic Lynx. After their loss to the King Cove T-Jacks yesterday, their record stands at 3-2. Coach Gilbertson, with his first experience coaching high school basketball in Alaska, he did coach in Oregon before coming north to the most beautiful state in our country. I've been in 48 of them, so I think I can say that. Only ones I've missed are Michigan and North Dakota, and I'm sure they've got their nice spots, but nothing that can even come close to the natural beauty of Alaska. C.J. Roby brings the ball down, gets it to Brandon Smith at the just inside the foul line. Nice turnaround jumper by Brandon. His shot is on today, and it's 30-25, 5-point lead for the Lynx with 2:13 to play. Jonathan Franklin gets it to Jason Mike, looks for a three, gets it back to Franklin, goes right side, guarded by Nicky Mack, gives it up top to Wesley Elleria, Nicky Mack on him. Back to Franklin, who fakes a long three, now dribbles outside his three-point arc, gets it across to Benji Moken. Benji out near the half-court circle. He dribbles just inside the Bristol Bay Angel logo, standing still with the dribble. Now passes on the right side. Here's a jumper by Franklin off the rim, no good. Brandon Smith goes high for that rebound, passes it down to C.J. Roby. C.J. fakes, goes in, lays it up from the left side with the right hand and in. C.J. Roby now with 6. The Eagles have cut the Manicotic lead to 3, 30-27, a minute and a half exactly to go here in the first half of play. Jonathan Franklin brings the ball up, dribbling against the 2-3 defense employed by the Eagles. Chris Condi there pressuring number 15, Michael Nanaluk. He gets the ball back to Franklin. Nicky Mack applying the defensive pressure on the left side. Franklin gets it in front of us to Jason Mike. Back to Franklin. He drives against Nicky Mack. Goes up with an off-balance shot. Good defense there by Nicky. The rebound is run down by Chris Condi in the corner to Brandon Smith. CJ open on the fast break. Goes down with the reverse, and it rolls off and fell off the rim. That would have cut the lead to 1 with under a minute to go. Instead, it remains 30-27. Lynx with 53 seconds to play. Franklin dribbles down, finds Elleria loose, and he hits a three-pointer. Wesley with his first points of the game. That's a fourth or fifth three-pointer for the Lynx in the game, 33-27. So that was a five-point turnaround there. And that was interesting. CJ lobbed a pass above the three-point arc for Brandon Smith. The ball went off of Jonathan Franklin's hand, and it looked like Brandon had his arm wrapped around Franklin's shoulders there and just kind of held him in place so he couldn't get the ball, but nothing was called, and it goes to Sandpoint. C.J. Roby dribbles down the right side, open for a three. The ball is in and out, rebounded by Jason Mike with 24 seconds to play. He gets it to Moken, who kicks it across to Matt Andrews right here below us. He drives inside a three-point arc. Jason Mike for a three, no good off the back of the rim. Brandon Smith gets it, a long lead pass to C.J. Roby. C.J. lays it up and in. Nice work by C.J. there to run that one down and put it off the glass at full speed. 3 seconds to play. C.J. applying good defense. Here's a long shot at the buzzer by Benji Moken. No good over the backboard. And that ends the first half of action. And our score here at the end of two quarters at the 2010 Sockeye Classic at Bristol Bay High School in Naknek, Alaska, the Manicotic Lynx 33 and the Sandpoint Eagles 29. We'll recap the scoring that we have for you here. As we said, we missed two early points while we were trying to establish our connection, but what we have on our books for the Eagles, Mallory Gunderson with two, C.J. Roby with eight, and Brandon Smith with a team-high 15. And actually, we may have even missed 4 points for the Eagles. Let me see here. Yeah, we've missed 4 points for them. So we'll get that off the from the scores table here in a moment. And for the Manicotic Lynx, we have Jonathan Franklin with 8, Matt Andrews with 12, 3 for Ellerelia, and 6 for Jason Mike. The Lynx showing a good outside shooting touch with 5 three-pointers here in the first half as they hold a 4-point halftime lead, 33-29. We're going to go back to the studios now, but we're going to just maintain our connection. We do want to remind you that we have two later games coming up today. And see if I can find my bracket here. I believe that at 1:30 we're going to have the King Cove Rookies for you live on KSDP Radio. And here we go. Yes, 1:30 p.m., the King Cove Rookies will take on New Styahawk, New Stew. And then the King Cove T-Jacks will follow that game up with a 3 p.m. affair against the Dillingham Wolverines. So two King Cove games coming back-to-back for you here on KSDP Radio beginning at 1:30 p.m. Please tune in to KSDP 830 a.m., 88.1 FM. We're live streaming on the Internet, and heard from my daughter Whitney that last night in the overtime we had a little bit of a bad connection there on the live stream. So if you're able to pick it up on the radio, that'll be your best signal. But we do want to thank Virgil and Kells and Shannon for their work in the studio as they've helped to bring you these games. I'm Rob Lanham from Naknek, Alaska, and we're going to take a break. We'll stay on the line, and Shannon will put some music or news or weather on for you. And we'll be back in about 5 to 6 minutes to bring you the exciting second half of action between the Manicotic Lynx connection there on the live stream. So if you're able to pick it up on the radio, that'll be your best signal. But we do want to thank Virgil and Kells and Shannon for their work in the studio as they've helped to bring you these games. I'm Rob Lanham from Naknek, Alaska, and we're going to take a break. We'll stay on the line, and Shannon will put some music or news or weather on for you. And we'll be back in about 5 to 6 minutes to bring you the exciting second half of action between the Manicotic Lynx.